This is World Lutheran News Digest, an audio news magazine bringing you a look at significant events in worldwide Lutheranism. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
I'm Buzz Ulrich.
I'm Kip Allen.
Today on World Lutheran News Digest,
the Western world has a tradition of religious tolerance, but what is the limit? One woman in Germany says, enough. I'm Pastor Rod Zwanisser, KFUO's Director of Broadcast Services, and I'll have this story later in the broadcast.
Whether in St. Louis, Europe, or Africa, staff photographer Eric Lunsford is on the scene with Lutheran Church Missouri Synod officials.
And now today's Fast Track.
Unrest in the Ukraine will remain on the mind of Lutheran pastor Andreas Homburg for quite a while to come. This after he was assaulted on the 19th of February during a peaceful protest in Odessa, where his congregation is located. As Matthew Block reports on the International Lutheran Council website, Pastor Homburg was at the Regional Administration Building hoping to be a calming influence that day. However, the emotions quickly escalated when pro-government civilians arrived and began attacking the peaceful protesters. Pastor Homburg reports he was suddenly knocked to the ground and was being kicked, then beaten by bats, before he was eventually saved by a police officer. A missionary for the Lutheran Church Canada in the Ukraine, Reverend Alexei Navrotsky, asks everyone for prayers for all regions of the Ukraine. From the Independent Evangelical Lutheran Church in Germany, the House of Religions in Hanover, located in the former Evangelical Athanasiuskirche, is one of this year's winners in the initiative Germany, Land of Ideas. In a ceremony on the 7th of February, the mayor of Hanover, Stefan Schostock, opened the event with a greeting before the presentation of the award. The parochial vicar of the Bethlehem Lutheran Church represented the Selk. The annual meeting for the Evangelical Lutheran Free Church in Denmark has been set for the 19th and 20th of July 2014 at the Humble Music School. The agenda for those planning to attend include a welcome mixer to open the conference, followed by annual reports, planning, dinner, and a meeting for evening prayers. Sunday will begin with worship services and end with dinner. Details of the agenda are being made available online at the Evangelical Lutheran Free Church Denmark website, www.vivit.dk. This weekend at Concordia University, Nebraska, the theater department is presenting Radio Suspense, a dessert theater production. The show is a radio play within a play and a tribute to the 1940s shows that families would listen to during the golden age of radio. The play follows the performers of a radio show as they work to present their weekly program. The set is complete with live props and sound effects, in which Concordia University, Nebraska performers play multiple personalities in the radio play. The event runs through Sunday night in Seward, Nebraska.
Este é a Notícias Luteranas pelo Mundo. This is World Lutheran News Digest.
Veteran photojournalist Eric Lunsford recently joined the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod as staff photographer. Eric notes one big difference between working for a newspaper and working for the church.
It was interesting. My work day used to be regional. So we cover things in St. Louis, or we cover things maybe in Missouri. Here in the church, our regular work day is around the world.
Most recently, Eric accompanied President Matthew Harrison and other Lutheran Church Missouri Synod officials to Africa and Europe. One of the visits was to the West African nation of Ghana, a country about the size of Oregon. Eric describes his arrival in the capital city of Accra.
We flew together to Accra, Ghana, which was just a fantastic place. It's incredible. You see a whole new culture. You see you're just immersed in this. It's great.
The reason President Harrison and Eric were in Ghana was for a momentous event, the dedication of the first seminary in the country by the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Ghana.
We flew to Accra, Ghana, primarily for the dedication of the new Lutheran Theological Seminary in Ghana.
The dedication was an inspiring event, according to Eric.
So it was an incredible experience to see these pastors and evangelists out there at the seminary, and also to see, I believe, the seminary students moved in not too long after it was dedicated. So incredible experience. People from the community, different churches had come together to see everyone together at this dedication. It was absolutely magnificent.
Eric brought a photojournalist's eye to the event. He describes the new seminary building.
You know, the seminary in Ghana is, you know, it's a nice, rich building. It's very colorful, spacious inside. When you come in, you're greeted to a multi-story complex. They had chairs on the bottom floor. There are what appears to be kind of a pulpit up front.
He says the upper floors were equally inspiring.
And then as you ascend to each floor, you see the classrooms, you see the library, you start seeing the different quarters for the seminary students. And on the top, you see this kind of open-air design. It has a roof over it, but it's open.
Although Ghana is a relatively small country, its people and geography are widely diverse. Eric says this was what most impressed him about the country.
I think what really struck me most about Ghana was how expansive it felt.
This inspired Eric, both as a photojournalist and a Lutheran, to document the country and its people. He wants to show Americans what the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's efforts are doing abroad.
Because I really want to see what that culture is about, and I want to document that because I want to show our people what that's all about. I mean, I want to show you where our missionaries are at. I want to show what the church is doing over there. And part of that is getting out and making those pictures and seeing those people.
Of course, people are what make up a country. And Eric wanted to learn more about the people of Ghana. Fortunately, he had help.
You know, the people that we met, we were a part of. Like, I stayed at a little guest house, which was just absolutely fantastic. There was a chef who had been, you know, raised in London. He had been adopted, and he, you know, he knew, you know, how to help us get around. For example, he led me on a walk around the city.
Having a local guide showing him around the city was important for a number of reasons, not the least of which is the fact that, unlike in America, street signs are a rarity in Ghana.
The capital city of Accra is, you know, it's very open. And what's interesting for me is that, you know, coming from the United States, there's no street signs, really. You know, people tell me that you go by landmarks.
Eric then went on to document the people of Ghana in photographs. He says one thing that really struck him about Ghanaians was that they all smiled at him.
Every time I would walk along the street or just anywhere near, I was always greeted by a smile.
Eric says one of the best places to meet people is at open-air markets, a setting that he always visits as a photojournalist.
I think as a photographer, drawn to the marketplaces, you know, because we have very similar things here in the United States. Of course, we have farmers markets, and, you know, I think they're very orderly events, and we go to them and you kind of stroll to different places. These marketplaces are very large. There's a lot of bustling activity going on.
Whether in an African city, a European metropolis, or an American town, marketplaces are one commonality to all.
That always draws me because one thing I've found so far in our travels here is that it's quite universal. There's always seems to be a marketplace.
Marketplaces are more than just locations where people buy and sell goods. They are the original social media.
I think that really strikes me is how not only universal it feels to me so far in travels, but also how people congregate and share that time together, where it's transactions or personal time together.
Being a staff photographer for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is truly an adventure. Well, sometimes a hair-raising adventure. Eric discovered just how hair-raising while a driver was taking him from the airport.
But then we reach an intersection and we make a left turn. So, okay, we're making a left, but then we make an immediate right into the wrong lane of traffic.
Fortunately, the car had a police escort in the form of a motorcycle officer who warned away oncoming traffic. Well, after a fashion.
So then we start speeding down the wrong lane of traffic, and there's oncoming cars, and this courageous soul is on the top of his motorcycle, and he's waving with both hands from the motorcycle at oncoming traffic to get out of the way.
So Eric put his faith in the driver, a Ghanaian motorcycle police officer, and of course, the Lord, to see him through. But just in case, he sent a text message to his wife.
I said, "Dear, we're going down the wrong lane of traffic. This guy over here, he's waving the cars out of the way. We're probably doing 60, 70 miles an hour now. I just want you to know I love you.
Well, the Lord was with Eric, and he emerged safe and sound. He had other adventures on this trip in other countries and continents, and he shares these experiences in future editions of World Lutheran News Digest. I'm Kip Allen.
This is World Lutheran News Digest. The word that he will not see Lutheran Firehound.
The president of Igreja Evangelica Luterana do Brasil, or IELB, Pastor Egon Koprek, opened the meeting of the League of Lutheran Service Brazil, talking about the importance of acceptance and proper care of human beings as part of the IELB Quadrennium Communicate the Church Life Agenda from 2011 through 2014. The theme for this year is Communicating to Everyone, Jesus is the Source of Living Water. Pastor Koprek reinforced the proclamation of Christ for All as he cited the way the church has communicated Jesus from Martin Luther to the present day, adding that Luther's personal testimony sets a good example for all to follow. He said, quote, "Communicating the gospel does not need a large audience. We need to start witnessing to our neighbors that which is in our hearts. The mouth speaks about that of which the heart is full." The Ministry of Lutheran Community College Itumbiara in Brazil has announced its outreach campaign for 2013 called The Trot. The goal of this campaign is to raise funds for children's books, comic books, and toys. Meanwhile, the freshman college students learn about Outreach The Trot, which is designed to encourage first-year residents at Olbra to connect with the So When objective and help them follow a healthy way of living lifestyle model. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Rural and Small Town Mission has announced its upcoming national conference, Small Places, Big Mission, Standing in the Gap in Kansas City, Missouri, November 6th through the 8th, 2014. The speakers for the conference include Reverend Dr. Dale Meyer, President of Concordia Seminary St. Louis, Reverend Dr. Lawrence Rast, President of Concordia Theological Seminary Fort Wayne, Reverend Richard Boring, and Reverend Todd Kohlbaum. There's more online at lcms.org/rstm/conference.
This is World Lutheran News Digest. Idhe Loga Lutheran Varta Parivadi Agunu, ya Vishwa Lutheran Samachar hai.
I'm Pastor Rod Zwanitzer, KFUO's Director of Broadcast Services. Religious freedom is a cornerstone of Western civilization. People are free to attend their own houses of worship as they choose. But increasingly, Christianity has been under fire in the name of what's being called diversity and tolerance. When a Muslim imam led an Islamic call to prayer to Allah in a Lutheran church in Germany, one woman said, "No." The Christian Broadcasting Network recorded this event. World Lutheran News Digest now presents the audio.
It was supposed to be an interfaith concert to bring Christianity and Islam together. But when the Muslim imam began his call to prayer, he was interrupted by a small woman in the balcony proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord of Germany and saying, "I break this curse." She also invoked the name of Martin Luther and warned the audience that what was happening was a lie. The video went viral, and this mysterious Christian lady became known on the internet simply as the Brave German Woman. It happened at the Memorial Church of the Reformation in the Rhineland city of Speyer, built to honor Martin Luther.
This isn't just a church. It's a monument to the Protestant Reformation and a memorial to the spiritual transformation of Germany as a nation.
And it was at this spiritual landmark that a Muslim imam was invited to give the call to prayer in a concert when the Brave German Woman, whose real name is Heidi Mundt, heard about the event. She prayed.
I was asking Jesus, I said, "Lord, shall I go there?" And there was a So, you know, when I have to drive 1.5 hours, so I think about, is it worth to go or can others go? And so this is, I think, a human laziness, yes?
She grabbed her German flag emblazoned with the words, "Jesus Christ is Lord," and she went to the concert, still not sure what she would do when she got there.
Till the imam started with his shouting, I did not really know what to do. I had my thoughts, but I was not sure. I was just prepared for what God wants me to do.
Then the Muslim call to prayer began, and Heidi said she felt something rising up inside her.
I would call it a holy anger. And then I rose my flag, and I was proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord over Germany.
Jesus Christus allein ist Herr über Deutschland. Ich zerbreche diesen Fluch.
And by purpose, I broke this curse, because he, this Allahu Akbar, they say with it, only Allah is the Lord. Yeah, he is Lord, he is God, and the only God. And I broke this curse in this church, and I broke it over my country.
And she repeated the words of Martin Luther in 1521, after he refused to recant his faith in Scripture alone. Here I stand. I can do no other.
Und ich stehe hier und ich kann nicht anders. Es ist die Kirche von Martin Luther. Ich stehe hier und ich kann nicht anders.
Es ist ein Konzert für den Frieden.
Nein, es ist Licht. Allahu Akbar wird gerufen, wenn gemordet wird. Lasst euch nicht täuschen. Lasst euch nicht täuschen. Es ist eine Lüge.
She was thrown out of the church.
They should have thrown the imam out of the church and not me, because I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, but he serves another God. This Allah is not the same God, and this is not the truth. This Allahu Akbar, so I think in general most of us know they use it when they kill people. This is, for me, it's an worship to an idol. Yeah, to their God. It's a worship. And they bring this blood offering to their God. And when the Muslims call Allahu Akbar in a church, that means this church is not a church anymore. It's a mosque.
With Heidi at the concert was Kamel and Marion. Before coming to Germany, Kamel lived in the Muslim world. And he told us that an imam has no place in a church.
Islam is one of the reasons for persecution. Muslims have persecuted me. They don't want me to tell others that Jesus Christ is my savior.
Marion belongs to an anti-Islamization group calling itself the White Rose, taking the same name as the World War II anti-Nazi resistance group, shown in the film Sophie Scholl, The Final Days.
Islam is inhuman, the same as in the Nazi time. For me, personally, there is no difference. We want to show Germany and the world that we will not bow down to the slow Islamization of our country.
Heidi knows that her first television interview could place her in even greater danger.
People ask me, do you have fear? Are you afraid of the Muslims? And I only can say, no, I'm not afraid of them. I know my God, the living God of the Bible, can protect me as long as he wants. When my time is over, I will go to him.
An evangelist by gifting, Heidi grew up as an atheist in communist East Germany, but now as a believer. Her burden and her ministry is for the spiritual rebirth of Germany.
I feel I have to protect my country and my people. I'm only a little woman, but I feel I have to protect them.
Many people associate Germany with the Nazis, but Germany was once a base for world missions, sending missionaries to Africa, Korea, and to America. Heidi Mundt is trusting God to do a miracle in what today is a very wealthy, and some would say, spiritually dead nation.
Well, nothing is impossible for my God. Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. From a human point of view, I feel that our country is lost. It's already lost. It's done. But I trust God that he has a plan A, and that my country is not lost, that he will reach us and he will come and change the whole situation.
Dale Hurd, CBN News, in Western Germany.
This is World Lutheran News Digest. Это всемирные лютеранские новости.
And now, a laugh for Lutherans.
Do Lutherans laugh?
We are pleased to announce Lutheran Airlines is now operating in Minnesota and also serving Wisconsin, Northern Michigan, and North and South Dakotas. If you're traveling soon, consider Lutheran Air, the no-frills airline. You're all in the same boat on Lutheran Air. Here, flying is an uplifting experience. There is no first class on Lutheran Air. Meals are potluck. Rows 1 through 6 bring rolls. 7 through 15 bring a salad. 16 through 21 a hot dish. And 22 through 30 a dessert. Bases and tenors please sit in the rear of the aircraft. Everyone is responsible for his or her own baggage. All fares are by free will offering, and the plane will not land till the budget is met. Pay attention to your flight attendant, who will acquaint you with the safety system aboard the Lutheran airline. Okay, now, listen up. I'm only going to say this once. In the event of a sudden loss of cabin pressure, I am frankly going to be real surprised, and so will Captain Olson, because we fly around 2,000 feet or so, so loss of cabin pressure would probably mean the second coming or something of that nature, and I wouldn't bother with those little masks and the rubber hoses. You're going to have much bigger problems to worry about than that. Just stuff those back in their little holes. Probably the masks fell out because of turbulence, which, to be perfectly honest with you, we're going to have quite a bit of that at around 2,000 feet. It's sort of like driving across a plowed field, but after a while you get used to it. In the event of a water landing, I'd say forget it. Saying the Lord's Prayer is the only thing to do, and you just hope that you get to the part about forgive us for our sins as we forgive those who sin against us, which some people say trespass against us, which isn't right, but what can you do? The use of cell phones on the plane is strictly forbidden, not because they may confuse the plane's navigation system, which is by the seats of the pants all the way. No, it's because cell phones are a big pain in the wazoo. And if God had meant you to use a cell phone, he would have put your mouth on the side of your head. Now start lunch about noon. It's a buffet style with the coffee pot up front. Then we have the hymn sing. The hymnals are in the seat packets in front of you. Don't take yours with you, by the way, when you go, or I'm going to be real upset, and I'm not kidding. Right now, it is time I will say grace. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let these gifts to us be blessed. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, may we land in Duluth, pretty close.
World Lutheran News Digest is a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO. You can also listen to WLN Digest on demand at KFUO.org. To correspond with World Lutheran News Digest, email news@KFUO.org.